slave.
Okay, Gia, stop it. This was a planet trying to rebuild and repopulate. Nothing more. Maybe Gianna should have read her contract more carefully. The Extraterrestrial Task Force, or the Alien Police, as Reagan called them on the flight to their shifter planet, said it was voluntary and safe. They even used the term sacred a few times. They've gone out of their way to make us comfortable and ensure we are pleased with everything. Gianna was trying to convince herself more than the others. But it was true. The spacecraft had an endless supply of food, a library and lounge, all the comforts of a royal home. They even said that the house they were assigned to would provide everything they needed, such as clothing, food, money. And the selection process was thorough. Each of the women had gone through physicals and medical tests, as well as IQ tests. They'd also had shots for things Gianna couldn't pronounce. She wasn't sure it was even in English. Of course they did. We're here to repopulate the planet. They need their birthing cows to be happy and healthy. Reagan turned and winked at Gianna, drawing a giggle from her. Vanessa frowned at Gianna. You did read your contract, right? Gianna glanced down as she hiked her tote higher on her shoulder. I scanned over the important parts. I know we're here to help repopulate the planet. I didn't miss that part of the exam. Katrina, the fourth woman in their little group, stepped beside Gianna. That's about it. Don't let those two scare you. With a forced smile, Gianna nodded. In all seriousness, it wasn't much different than her job on Earth. Well, except for the physical contact. She was a cyber cutie, which was like a cyber girlfriend. Most of her clients wanted a friend, someone to talk to and spend a few hours a day hanging out via the webcam. Occasionally, she got the creeper that insisted on meeting in person. Some of her clients requested her to dress up during their video chats. Some liked her to have virtual sex, which consisted of dirty talk and pleasuring themselves. She hoped the experience with the shifter would be friendly. It'd be nice to be pampered and possibly find love. A sigh slipped from her lips. Who was she fooling? I hope they're good-looking, at least. She and her three new friends stopped at the information desk they were instructed to go to when they landed. The man on the other side looked human, but Gianna bet he wasn't. She wasn't sure she'd know the difference anyway. He had short brown hair with bangs that hung across his forehead and blue eyes that danced with happiness when he saw them. His face brightened and a wide smile formed. Waving his hands as he moved around from behind the counter, he said, "Hi, you made it. Sit, sit. Make yourselves comfortable. You are the first group to arrive. We have another one arriving soon. Then we'll brief everyone at once on what to expect before going to the hotel." Gianna didn't want to sit. She'd sat, lay around, and paced her small room on board the spaceship during the 3-month-long journey to Daria. At least it seemed like 3 months. Maybe it was longer. Moving to the large wall of glass, Gianna stared out. The spaceport sat on a cliff overlooking a city. Mountains were a beautiful backdrop surrounding it. Daria had 3 moons that even in the midday sun were visible. The sky was a stunning shade of baby blue mixed with lavender.
Beautiful view.
Gianna jumped at the deep, husky tone of a man. Facing him, she quickly realized he wasn't a man. At least not human. The notable difference was his long, silver-blue hair and his navy blue eyes that seemed to have specks of light in them, like tiny stars in a sea of midnight blue. He had high cheekbones and the perfect pale skin that seemed to shimmer under the lights of the spaceport.
I didn't mean to startle you.
He smiled, and she was sure her legs were going to fail her. Then she'd fall on her ass and embarrass herself in front of the hot-as-hell shifter alien. Shaking out of the lust haze, she gave a nervous laugh. I wasn't expecting anyone. She turned back to the window, remembering what he said. It is beautiful. Is the whole planet this breathtaking?